Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. some praise, hallelujah, wherever you are. It will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Come on, come on. Enter in with all faith. Come on, lift up your hands on the day and be free.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, if you would just thank God right now, amen. Will you just enter in with all trust, amen. And I God, help me, Lord, with my unbelief, amen, that we can receive right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want you to know, family God is still able. Amen. Hallelujah. Just thank you, Lord, and give God some praise. We're still here. Oh gracious Lord, we come before you with all faith, believing and trusting you, Father God, for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Oh Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now. Have your way. Saturate the atmosphere. Amen. Move mighty in us and on us right there as we come surrendering all over to you and holding nothing. Lord, we come to be changed this morning. Lord, change us and make us more like you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We keep restoring our soul and those in our family. Lord, it's you that have kept us and not ourselves, and we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that you're always for us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Ramah, the Lord who heals, that we can come on today, that we may receive our healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let him, Lord, we say hallelujah, oh God, but we believe on today that it's the day, oh God, that we will receive our healing, that breakthrough has come in our healing in the name of Jesus Christ. And let him, we declare and declare that we are delivered and set free. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for redeeming us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for your shed blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you finished the work, that you left nothing unfinished. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, increase our faith right now. Oh, Lord, we declare and declare, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth flows through our veins and brings healing to our entire body, brings restoration to every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone in our body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you that we can declare and declare, hallelujah, that we are beautifully and wonderfully made by you, and our body function the way you've created to function in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the crown, no lack and no setback, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that every need is met in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We declare the crown that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Lord, have your way right now. Holy Ghost, move like never before in us. Go on, fill these your temples with as much to come to glory as possible. God, we come to be changed, oh God. Do all that you can do, oh God. For you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. Lord, change, oh God. Lord, fix that is broken and mend in our souls right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Mighty Kababoshataya. Oh, Lord, do a new thing, oh God. Lord, touch our mouths, oh God. Touch our ears, oh God. Touch our eyes, oh God. Oh, Lord, remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual deafness, oh God. Every spiritual ignorance, oh God. Every spiritual sleep up. Anywhere we've been, and they put us in some type of spiritual sleep up or spiritual numbness, a spiritual deafness that we can't hear from you. Oh, Lord, let it be removed right now. Let us listen to your Holy Spirit, oh God, to do all that you've called us to do, oh God. Let us not be tempted by this world, oh God, or the word of possession of people, of conversation of this world, oh God. Though we live in this world, and we're not from this world. our family from evil. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 5:19, no evil will touch us. Amen. Oh Lord, put to shame those who wish evil upon us. Amen. Let no evil disease cleave to our bodies. We will not be afraid of evil kindness. We will not be visited with evil. Amen. My Lord, my God. Refrain our feet from every evil way so that we may keep your word, O Lord. Preserve us from all evil, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. O Lord, deliver us from the evil man and evil woman, O God. Let people be healed of plagues and evil spirits right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. O Lord, keep our soul, O God, and deliver us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver us. Make haste, O God, and deliver your children. Deliver us in your righteousness, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Deliver us, Lord God, according to your word. Oh, Mama Baroko Boboshata. Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves this morning that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's out of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins, oh God. As we come this morning, we bow before you. And we enter to your gates with thanksgiving. We enter to your courts with praises. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us, amen, of all our sins and unknown and unknown sins. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgression and trespassing iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow, oh, Lord. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us. Oh, Lord, fill us to overflowing with our God. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we ask you to forgive from any unforgiveness that we have toward anyone right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you according to Isaiah 22:22 to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, be our strength, oh God. Let us receive supernatural strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let us receive a supernatural blessing. Amen. Oh, Lord, let this be the second time that you release your extraordinary favor upon the life of your children, for we are your children, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you, God. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Have your way right now. We command the spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, and bitterness, and resentment, and revenge to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the spirit of destruction and death, premature death, familiar spirits, spirit of oppression, depression, and fear, guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death, to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any spirit that's operating us outside the Holy Spirit, we command you right now to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory on today, amen. We receive the victory by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord Jesus, hallelujah. You've given us the victory for your word, says that we abide in you. You abide in us, and because we're in you and you are in us, we have the victory, and we walk in victory. We lay down in victory. We talk in victory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you for the victory. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your word on today, for we know your word is forever established in heaven. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that goes forth on today, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We won't just be readers and hearers of God and just speakers of your word, but we will be doers of your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, more of you, Lord God. More of you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to not be the accuser of the brethren, oh God. But to teach others in gentleness, oh God, in kindness, oh God, being to help, to encourage and not to discourage. just want to thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So, Lord, I pray and ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you would divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and those in our family and turn it all around for our good. Oh, Lord, when the enemy has caused confusion and division, oh, God, let peace come and be still, oh, God, and divine, let divine unity take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're in the kingdom through faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We receive the blessing of the kingdom. Amen. We receive the inheritance of the kingdom. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive the deliverance of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We receive the healing of the kingdom of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive and walk in peace of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the joy of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We receive and walk in the righteousness of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the power of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the authority of the kingdom of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we enter into the rest of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree to pray by faith. Isaiah 51 and 10 on today. We have passed from curse to blessing because we are ransom of the Lord. The Lord is our ransom. We thank you for your peace, oh God. We thank you for loving. We thank you, oh God, that it is done. That we don't have to worry, oh God, what today is going to bring or what tomorrow or next week or next month is going to bring, oh God. We're trusting you, hallelujah, to work it all out for our good. We're going to stand in faith and knowing, oh God, that you are with us. And that all things work together for the good for those who love you, oh God, and called according to your purpose. And Lord, we love you. But we thank you, oh God, that you love us first. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that our waste place become like Eden and our desert like the garden of the Lord. Amen. We decree and declare by faith that there's no ruin in our life, but we receive and walk in the blessing of Eden. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. If it had not come for you on our side, where would we be on today? But God, we thank you that you're on our side, oh God. We thank you that you're always with us, oh God. We thank you that your Holy Spirit that leads and guides and directs us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are strength when we're weak, oh God, that we don't have to decree and declare that we're weak, but we're strong in the Lord, oh God. It's you, oh God, that helps us over those obstacles, oh God. Oh Lord, for you are the breaking stones of floors and break through every barrier that the enemy has erected up in our life, oh God, that we can decree and declare that we're overcomers through Christ Jesus. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, and rock up for there. Lord, do it right now, oh God. Decree and declare, we don't have to wait until tomorrow, Lord, because you're God that can do it right now, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Our steps on the nail, God. Oh, Lord, order our steps, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh, God. We give it all over to you, Father God. Help us, Lord. Amen. Lord, increase us in love, to love for us, to forgive the unforgettable, God. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say, bless our children, oh, God. Bless our grandchildren, oh, God. Oh, Lord, touch the little minds, oh, God. Let peace be with our children, oh, God. Let joy overtake them, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, let the hedge of protection be around our children, oh, God. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord, make it rich and add no sin. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we go out on today and those of us that are traveling on the road, oh, God, let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now for every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, your word of the heaven. You shall condemn, for this is the heritage of the sons of the Lord. Thus said the Lord our God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we put on your full armor, God. We thank you for your full armor that you're providing for us. We put on the full armor of God right now, and we decree and declare the full armor of God with us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way now and in the future. Amen. We take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives. And we decree and declare that the gates of hell cannot, will not, shall not come against us. Amen. Hallelujah. Prevail against us. And we just want to thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you for your finished work. We decree and declare that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We don't owe anything, anyone, anything but the love, that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Lord, with the power and Lord and the Holy Ghost. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to thank the Lord. Bless your holy name, God. We lift up our hands, God, and we don't say, oh God, we just pray that you will continue to keep her, oh God. Spend perfect peace, oh God. Lord, continue to strengthen her, Father God. Oh Lord, continue to do a new thing in, oh God, and in the life of her children and those that she loves and concerned about. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so that, Lord, we pray and we lift up on today. Hallelujah. Our day fear, oh God, and you will continue to bless her and her family, oh God. Lord, keep them in a mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ. For that, Lord, we lift up, hallelujah, my mother Carol on today, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would touch and heal her body, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would strengthen every bone in the body that needs to come and be healed. Oh Lord, that she would seek you even more in this hour. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that she may find you and receive the healing that she's been praying for, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, move. Move like only you can move. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We decree that all is well with us and we are blessed. We're going from glory to glory to glory. And welcome Richard in our home, and we thank you for it. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that we need. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Amen. If you receive that for yourself, amen. Amen. Come on and say amen. I receive it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Nobody but God. My Lord, my God, nothing my but Lord. God, amen, and the King that give us life, that brings life into us, that we have life, hallelujah, it is the Spirit
hallelujah.
Of God who gives us life, amen,
hallelujah, yes. Amen, Lord, yes, Lord.
Even when it looks like it's over, it ain't over. We
I thank God for that, and it's good to be back on the prayer.
Amen. We thank God for you. I said, I thought about you the other day, and I said, where is Aunt Eliza Jane at? And here you is on the line, so we thank God for you. So good to hear your voice back on the line. God bless you. God keep you. I pray for your deliverance from every pain, ache, and discomfort that you may have it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That you will just grow stronger in the Lord. Amen. Stronger in the strength of the Lord and the power of his might. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear you. Amen. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good, blissful morning. As I always say, from Houston to Louisiana, he woke me up once, he woke me up twice, he woke me up all through the night. And I'm so grateful because I'm here. Amen.
Amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we thank God for keeping us and continue to keep us in it. Wake us up, yes, you say, throughout the night. Amen. And I just thank God for you. God keep you. So good to hear you on the line this morning, Mama. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
God bless all the ones that's on the telephone this morning. I can say good morning, and I enjoy that prayer because I am going to get closer and closer to God. Ain't no one else I can. I'm going to get closer and closer to God. And thank God for letting us be on the phone this morning under the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you.
I love you, too. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. So good to hear your voice this morning.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Okay. All
amen.
Right. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Amen. Sister Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing?
God.
How you doing?
I'm blessed in Jesus' name. And thank the Lord for sharing called me. Let me know that you all was back in. I've been in the hospital, and I'm out. I'm doing fine. I thank the Lord for you all prayers. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we're praying for you. We thank God that you're on the line. God is good. We serve a God a turnaround. Amen. Want to turn it around. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. God bless you. God keep you. So good to have everybody back on the line as everyone is trickling back in onto the line. Of February, we were on the line, but then 6 in the morning for the dual race for 28 days in February. But March, we came back to the prayer line at 10 a.m. So I'm just so excited about being on the prayer line again with family and loved ones. So God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. May God continue to keep you and your family and this family and all that is connected to us. Amen. In Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Holy name, God be the glory. Amen. So I just want to continue. You all hear from Brenda Gale. I did text her, want to know how she's doing. I let her know we're praying for her. And cousin Sean Denise, you know, just want to continue to lift our family members up. And cousin Kim, she's normally on the line this morning. And cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, I don't see them on the line this morning, but I want to make sure, and I'll reach out to everyone just to see how everybody's doing. So if we can just reach out to our family and say, hey, we didn't see you on the line. We're missing you. We're praying for you. We love you. I know that we're here for you. Sometimes, you know, we just need to hear that someone is thinking about us and someone is praying for us and somebody is concerned about us. Amen. You just never know what someone needs in that, you know, that time, that hour where things are just not, you know, they're not in a good place or they just need that encouragement and knowing that, you know, hey, we love you. As I think that's that song says, somebody loves you, baby. We love you. And we want you to know.
Amen.
You know,
love me.
You know, just tell people to say, you know, well, you know we love you. You know, sometimes people, they need to hear it. You know, they need to see
amen.
It. They need to see love working. You know, God is a God. He was a God of action. The Bible says he loved us so much he sent his only begotten son. So God, that's the action word. God is see love. Not just hear people say, I love you. But the she love working. Amen. Hallelujah. So
amen.
God bless you. God keep our family, Sean Denise, cousin Brenda Gale and cousin Connie, cousin Lewis, cousin Kim. Amen. And cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera and Angela. We pray and we lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know that they're normally on the line. And may God continue to keep them and all of us in our family. Amen. And so we thank you, Lord, that it is done in Jesus Christ's holy name. This morning, family,
Amen.
And I'm good. Glory to God, I'm here. I'm just grateful to be in position. I'm grateful to have life. I'm just always in a place of gratefulness. I don't want to come out of that place of being humble and being grateful for life. Amen. You may not have everything you want, but you definitely have everything you need. Amen. There's a lot of things we can want. God, for life, health, and strength, and that I have family. Amen. That I can pray with on the daily, especially on Saturdays, as we come together. Glory to God. I just pray for divine unity for my family, because the enemy wants to destroy families. He wants to cause division. He doesn't want us to come together, but we are family, and whatever it is, we can talk about it. Amen. And we can get over it. And hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I'm just praying for divine unity. Wherever the enemy is causing confusion in our family, allowing the enemy to use them and allowing the enemy to continue to speak and silence the mouth of the evil speaker. Amen. We don't let the enemy speak. We don't let the enemy have his way. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Authority, the Holy Ghost operating
in
us.
Oh, yeah.
Keep the enemy up. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just pray for divine unity, the peace of God for this family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Together we are stronger. We're stronger together. Amen. So God bless and God keep.
Amen.
And family, our scripture is coming from the book of John, chapter 16, verse 12 through 15. That's John, chapter 16, verse 12 through 15. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Again, that's going to be John, chapter 16. Verse 12 through 15. I'm going to close the line so that we can hear. We don't get a lot of feedback. And that's on Cousin Earlene as well. She's normally on the line. Hallelujah. Okay, so let us read. Scripture is John chapter 16, verse 12 through 15. The Bible says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I say that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is the Bible saying, family, this morning? This is Jesus speaking. He's speaking to his disciples. Hallelujah. So what happens here, see, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us to see the truth about Jesus Christ. Amen. Who he is and what he came to do for us. The Spirit also helps us through patient practice to discern right from wrong. So Jesus said the Holy Spirit would tell them things to come, the nature of their mission, the opposition that they would face, and the final outcome of their efforts. They didn't fully understand the promises until the Holy Spirit came after Jesus' death and resurrection. Then the Holy Spirit revealed truths to them that they wrote down in the books that are now the New Testament. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It's our prayer, oh Lord, that we be the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. In thanksgiving to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to have our prayer petition. If you have any prayer petitions, please do so when I call your name. If not, and your prayers already went forth and you receive it in Jesus Christ's holy name, just say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May it be unto you according to your faith and all that's in your household. Amen. God bless you. And Bernadette, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning again to everyone that's on the line.
Good morning.
And a special prayer for my cousins and nieces. My cousin Louis John, my nieces Sean, Deetra, and her husband, and for Callan Mackey, and for Doretha, and for Kim. She is not sick, but she's been a caregiver all her life. She's taken care of my mama and daddy, took care of Lewis' mama and daddy, her friends, everybody who needs her, her mama, brother right now. She needs prayer.
Yes,
I name her the secretary of the prayer line because she calls everybody and let us know about how the prayer line going on.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thanks, the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, God. We come touching the ground on today, oh God, with our combined faith with your daughter, oh God. And Lord, we just prayed all that she's petitioned on today and all that she's lifted up today, God, that you would touch and heal, oh God, that you would touch, oh Lord, in a mighty way, because you are a mighty God that is able to do all things but sin. So, Lord, you know what everyone needs, oh God. You know, oh God, exactly where they're at, oh God, spiritual God. But Lord, we pray, oh God, that you increase their the spiritual growth, oh God, that as they die daily to the flesh, oh God, that you strengthen their spirit, man, oh God. Lord, we pray that your peace will come and be still in the life of your children, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, for we know you're the God of turnaround. Oh Lord, that you will divinely intervene in every situation concerning Sean Denise, concerning your daughter Kim, oh God, concerning your son Louis and your daughter Dietra and her husband, oh God, your daughter Carol, oh God, and just turn it all around for their good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray in your blessing, oh God, that you will bless, oh God, that you will multiply. That you will multiply them with our goodness and our favor and our strength. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare with all faith it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Glory to God. God bless you.
Amen.
All that you pray for others, may God do for you. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I received the prayers that went forth. I just want to make a special prayer request for the men of the family, the believers who are men, for their unbelief to be strengthened, for them to not be double-minded, and for them just to walk a life that is upright and righteous according to the will of God. I just want to pray against all attacks on their body. Pray against all premature deaths, and I just pray that that God be with them and cover them and strengthen them. And that's my prayer request.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you with all faith, combined faith with your daughter, oh God. Lord, we come lifting up a man, oh God, this family, oh God. And we come lifting up every man of God. And Lord, we just pray, oh God, because you've called man to be the head and the priest of their home, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine positioning for the man of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come pray that the men of our family, oh God, will take their position, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will help them with their unbelief, oh God, that they may walk and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That there be men that have a stable mind, that they will not be double-minded, but your word says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, oh God. But Lord, we know if they follow you, oh God, that you, hallelujah, they would be stable in their steps, oh God, that they would be stable, oh God, in their movement, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that in their choice, oh God, that would truly be a blessing to their family, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, to help them, oh God, that you will call them to you, oh God, that they may receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that they will live a righteous life, oh God. And we come against every attack on their mind and their bodies with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses them. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ heals them. Hallelujah. Redeems them. Amen. Justifies them and makes all things new. We decree and declare new life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ for the men in this family and the men of God around the world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We declare the prayer for the life of the men of God. Hallelujah. And we thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Others have chosen to live a life of homosexuality, oh God. We pray for their deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No more devil when you take our men. Amen. No more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we decree and declare victory.
Thank you.
And thank
Victor.
You for Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. We pray for physicians.
Amen.
amen, because a lot of men have decided they wanted to be the woman, amen. They decided they wanted to be in position of a woman, and the men are out of position.
Yes.
So we just pray for divine positioning, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get out the wigs and get out the makeup, amen, and take your position as a woman. God didn't call you to be a woman. Hallelujah. You can't add to this. My Lord, my God, he called men and women to be together, that we may, hallelujah, we may be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah.
That's the word.
We command that homosexual spirit to come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Because
the men take their position, amen. The women that are out of position have to move, amen. There's a purging, amen. Hallelujah. That must take place. The women that have taken the position of men, when men get a position, there won't be a position for a woman to hold if they have to.
Yes.
My Lord, my God. Because we have a power to call those things. We don't agree with it. We don't sign off on it. We come against it in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
And it's not all right. It is not okay. Mm. Because they say we ain't hurt nobody, but you're hurting a generation.
Yes.
My Lord, my God, it's an abomination.
Yes.
Lord, help us. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
We got to stop calling salt sugar and sugar salt.
My Lord, my God.
Come on. You
can't buy more.
Because you
can tell
what it is.
God,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mama, God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd like to thank Aunt Bernadine for praying for me. She always praying and lifting up everybody. I pray for her skin. My prayer, you already said it in the prayer, I'm continuing praying for healing, praying for travel grace this morning for my daughter and my grandkids as they're traveling down the highway to Dallas, and praying for my family. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, we have prayed traveling grace and mercy for this family. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you that go before them as they travel on today, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would make every crooked path straight, oh God, and smooth out every rough patch along the way, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're always with us, oh God, and those in our family keeping us and carrying us along the way, that we are protected and we are kept in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from that. Oh Lord, hide us from the presence of the enemy, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as you bless them and they're going and coming, Father God. We decree and declare it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you, Mom. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Ain't Eliza saying God bless you? Go ahead. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something about what you were speaking of, keeping the family together in the prayer line. This has been a big help for the family. Some people, like Earlene has called me and asked me, and I said, I don't know, you know, but I will get in touch with her to let her know that we are back on the prayer line. But Kim had something. I know she wouldn't be on here. She had something that she had to do today. Sean, they've been very ill down there. They all had COVID, and she's kind of recovering from it. She had it the worst of all, but she's still coughing, and she's coming around, and Deidre is better, Herbert's better, Robert is better, but I think COVID is just something that's like the common cold now, because she hadn't even seen Robert, and he had it before they did, so... Everybody in the house had it, but thank God they're doing better. So,
amen.
Yeah, so I just wanted to touch bases on that. And for that don't know, I will get in touch with them because I just heard that we were back, word of mouth, you know. But we're going to get it back together.
Amen, amen.
We already prayed for Sean and all them, so I accept the prayer. And I'm so happy to hear all of you this morning. And I'm doing good. The weather just changes to my body when it start raining. Weather gets bad. But I'm be all right. I'm gonna be all right with the help of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm gonna be walking. So
amen.
That is
amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. Aunt Eliza Jane, we always praying for you. And we just thank God for answer prayers that you're back on the line and that everyone will come back to the line. Amen. And so we're here.
We'll
survive for the more. Amen. We serve a God that has a God of more than enough. He is more than enough. He doesn't run out. It's limitless.
Those
God.
That don't know, I will.
Yes, I believe Cousin Earlene was on here when we came back on the line. So I believe she was on here last time we were on. But definitely let her know we are here just in case. I believe she was, but I want to say she was.
Yes,
she was. Okay, yes. So she was on,
yes.
So she knows she's back on the line. Cousin Brenda Gale, we haven't heard from her, and I text her to see. I let her know we are here on the line and that we are praying for her. And they know we love them, you know, and we definitely miss everyone. So God bless you, Aunt Eliza Jane. So good to hear from you and hear you back on the line. God keep you. God bless
so
you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
I enjoy all the prayers, and most of all, we are praying for healing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
and
of
our
Jesus.
Family.
Yes, Lord.
It's pray for the family. Because
yes,
we need the family. We need that love.
Yes,
we
do.
Other.
Yes,
we have to have it. That
yes,
gives
sir.
That push to
yes,
keep on
Lord.
Doing
Amen.
What God wants us to do. And
yes,
that gives love.
Amen.
God ain't nothing but love.
Amen.
So, let's pray. Pray for my family. Pray for everybody's family. In the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you have already done that. And I accept it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Mama Sharon. We love you and we are family. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
We are family.
Yes.
And we are all part of Christ's body. Amen. So we thank God
Amen.
For it. Love you. Amen. We're that
love
extended
you.
Family.
Love
thank God
you.
For extended family. Amen. God
Woo.
Bless you. God keep you. God continue to strengthen you and your family. Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Cousin
Good
Lisa,
morning,
God
family. I love you. I miss you all. And I thank my Aunt Brenda Singh for she always calling my name. I know she remember when I was a little girl, and I love her, and I thank her, and I thank everyone on the line, Father, for praying for me. Thank Lord, I'm out the hospital, and I'm doing good. And my sister had told me you were back on the line, and she called me this morning and said, what's on the line? I told her, no, I forgot. And she gave me the number, and I called back on the line. I thank the Lord, and I want you all to continue to pray for me and my boys, that the Lord would send all of us in Jesus' name. And pray
Amen.
For everyone on the line. And I love everybody. In Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We
yes.
love you. Thank God for you. Cousin Doretha, we were, you know, praying for you. And, you know, I just say, God, it's so good to have you back on the line and see your you know, see you back on the line. And when you pop in, I say, well, that goes, Cousin Doretha. We can go. Look at us. We going. We going strong. So God bless you. God keep you. We lift you up and your family. Your children, we just pray, Father God, that you would continue to be the strength of that family, oh God, that you would continue to be the way for that family, oh God, that you would continue to be the provider for her family, oh God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would continue to make a way, there seem to be no way, oh God, that you would continue to heal her family, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you would continue to protect, oh God, amen, Lord, we bless your name, Father God, and we decree and declare that by faith that our soul, oh God, that all that we pray to petition concerning your daughter and her family, oh God, that you have done it and that you're doing it and that you're always going to be about it. And we love you more, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory.
glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. My prayer petition on today is going forward, just trusting God for it all. This prayer that God will continue to keep us, that we'll live a long life. Amen. A prosperous life,
yes,
a blessed
yes.
life, a life of good health and strength. Amen. I'm just praying that all of us that are dealing with any type of ache, pain, or discomfort in our bodies, that we've been delivered from every ache, pain, and discomfort. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command sickness, affliction, and cease its works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any of us that have any inflammation in our bodies that's causing the pain, I command inflammation to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, has healed us by his stripes. We are healed, amen. We are delivered and set free, and we won't take nothing less. And we speak life, hallelujah. We speak
life.
A new form of Gilead, right?
Life.
Thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that our hearts speak with the rhythm of life, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm just going to do covenant confessions with us right now. Amen. Father God, we thank you. If you'll enter in with me right now, let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, your word says that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. So we decree and declare your covenant, oh God, over us, oh Lord. We decree and declare shalom, prosperity, and peace for our Jesus Christ. That we are saints of God and we are children of God, amen. And we have a covenant with God, amen. God the Father. And we just want to say thanks to that. Our covenant
is
prosperity and blessing, amen. We walk in covenant all the days of our life, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will, hallelujah, enjoy shalom, prosperity, and peace and safety all the days of our life, amen. We walk in covenant, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare to pray the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, that we will be faithful to the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And we have covenant to the love of Jesus Christ of Nazareth all the days of our lives. And we decree to pray for our children and those in our family as well. And we just want to say thank you. We decree to pray that turnaround is coming. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every need is met. Hallelujah, God. And my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for touching in a mighty way, oh God. Let the weapons of the enemy be destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we would not lose a loved one. Oh God, no one in the body of Christ would die prematurely, oh God. That we would live a full life and a life in abundance. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We declare in the Son of God, angels, more angels are encamped around us and those in our family, protecting us from sin. The unforeseen dangers of this world. We decree that we don't have the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. We command the spirit of fear to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And that we will not fear what man can do to us. But hallelujah, I fear is in the Lord because he is our strength. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, help us.
Help us.
Thank you for your help, Lord. Thank you for your ever present help and your help that's on the way. Help us. But we don't want to be the same, Father God. We don't want to live. We don't want to leave off this line of same, Father God. We don't want to live. We don't want to leave off this line of God seeking the same thing, oh God, that was destroying us, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, for your help. Bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of our heavenly Father. Thy faith will be done on earth as it is. And we thank you for it. We decree that all is well with us in our home and our family. And we're blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and richness in our home. And we thank you for it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. that does all things for sin. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, family. God keep you. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say as we close out, please do so. If not, just say amen. Ain't gonna sing. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything. And I love you. Amen.
Amen. Love you too, Ain't Bernstein. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 God is good. Thank you. God bless you. Glad to be back on the line with y'all. I love y'all. May I have a blessed weekend.
Amen. You too. God bless you. God keep you. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Until we meet again from Houston to Louisiana. Love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you too. God bless you. Ain't Eliza Jane?
Amen. Joy at the prayer this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon?
Love you. I enjoy the prayer. I enjoy all who was on this morning. And remember, God love you, and I love you too.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you.
Cousin
Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to say I enjoyed the entire service, and God love you, and I love you too. And have a blessed weekend.
You too. Amen. God bless you. God keep your family. Amen. This time I want to release the pastor's blessing. And now may you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you learn to walk in righteousness, acts of obedience, so that you can see the inheritance that God has made possible through the blood of Jesus Christ at the cross when he took your poverty and gave you the riches of Abraham. May you walk in that dimension of great faith and receive God's richest blessing. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
God
bless you,
amen.
Family. I love you. And I thank
amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Yes. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say it.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Gold mansion, just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, I just wanna hear him say, oh. sing and shout, then I